How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, he is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled?
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm thankful you tuned in again this time. We're picking up our study here in Luke chapter 7, verse number 24. John the Baptist is in prison, having been taken captive by Herod, and he sent a couple disciples asking the Lord Jesus, are you the one, or should we look for somebody else? Our Lord heals. He does miraculously and marvelously before them. And then he tells them, go and tell about this healing. Go tell about the demons being cast out. Go tell about this power that has been exhibited. And go tell John that the poor have the gospel preached to them too. Just like you've been doing, John. It's continuing on. It's continuing on in the work and the plan of God. The two disciples go on their way to John, and then the Lord turns to the crowd and he says, what did you go out to see when you went out to see John? He says here in verse number 24, did you go out to see a reed shaken with the wind? You know, I think about the reeds that grow by a pond or by slow-flowing water or the edge of a lake or so. They come up and they're very fragile and they're there in the water. And then when fall comes on, they dry up and they're very, very fragile. And some of them are hollow and they rattle with the seed or the fiber that's inside of them. Did you go out to see a reed? Did you go out to see a reed shaken with the wind and it's just empty and hollow in that? Verse 25, but what went ye out for to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Did you go out there to see a man that's just faring sumptuously and in gorgeous apparel? Did you go out to see that? He said, behold, they which are gorgeously appareled live delicately and are in king's courts. This man is not in a king's court, but we could ask the question, is he? Well, he is in the court of our Lord indeed. He is our Lord's, and I find that interesting that the Lord would say it that way, but he's not what they're used to. Verse 26, but what went ye out for to see? A prophet? Did you go out there expecting to hear from a prophet? Yea, I say unto you, and much more than a prophet. He said, this man is much more than a prophet. He said, this is he, this is the one of whom it is written in the Old Testament scriptures, behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. This is the Father speaking to the Son. God the Father speaking to God the Son, telling, I'm going to send one before you, son. He's going to prepare your way. He's going to be one that's going to be heralding out the message of your coming and of your gospel. See, the very coming of John the Baptist is very interesting in that John came baptizing those who repented of their sins, trusted in Christ, and were saved by him before the Lord even came on the scene. The very token of baptism, and again, understand clearly that the scriptures bear out plainly that baptism is not a means of salvation. It's not a finishing of salvation. Baptism is indeed a work, and it's a good work for someone who is saved to follow our Lord in scriptural baptism administered by one of his churches. Baptism itself being the gateway of membership for those who are saved to come into the membership of one of the Lord's New Testament Baptist churches. Baptism is a token, it's a symbol showing that Jesus did die and was buried. And after 3 days and three nights, he rose from the grave. As it tells us in 1 Corinthians 15, according to the scriptures, our Lord died and was buried. And according to the scriptures, indeed, he did raise from the dead. And so John comes telling the gospel of Jesus Christ by the baptism that he administers. The very baptism is showing the gospel of Jesus Christ. And he says, did you go out to see a reed? Did you go out to see a man that is clothed in soft raiment? Did you go out to see a prophet? And he said, oh, one greater than a prophet, much more. This is the one that was prophesied that would forerun, that would run before me. And you know, here lately, I've been thinking about the Antichrist, the one that is going to stand up one day saying that he is God. The one that's going to stand up one day looking to take the place of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wonder who's going to forerun before him. We know Satan is indeed an imitator of the scriptures. And in that unholy trinity, the Antichrist, posing as the Son of God, indeed he is not. The Satan himself working as the unholy spirit. And what about that prophet? What about one that would be coming before him. Well, wonder how that will be. Will you follow after him? Oh, he's going to be very persuasive. He's going to be very persuasive. The false prophet is going to be very able to persuade men. It says in the scriptures that if it were possible, that the wonders that will be done would be able to be even be able to be They would even be able to deceive the elect, the Lord's children. That's how persuasive it's going to be. I tell you what, don't wait for a counterfeit, but trust in our Lord today. What went ye out for to see? He said, this is the one that it's written about. Verse number 28, for I say unto you, among those that are born of women, there is not a greater than John the Baptist. He is the greatest prophet that ever was. Greater than Moses? Yes. Greater than Moses. That's what the Lord Jesus Christ says. Of those born of women, there's none greater. There's none greater than Brother John. But our Lord adds a caveat here. He makes a statement about the economy of our Lord and what a glorious economy it is. Oh, the blessing, the understanding, to come to the understanding and knowledge that in the Lord's kingdom, in the Lord's realm, in the calling of our Lord, we do not compete against one another. For the child of God, their calling is from the Lord. And we don't compare one to another, and we don't compete against one another. We run the race that each one of us may obtain, the scripture says. He says here, but he that is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. One that takes a back seat. One that prefers others before himself. One that simply witnesses for their Lord. One that is willing to be a servant to sinners and that they carry the gospel to them, to be filled with the Spirit of the Lord, to be like the Lord and represent the Lord and manifestation of the fruit of the Spirit. To one that is not looking to find that high seat to sit upon, but just looking to take their place, silently, quietly serving and obeying their Lord, being a witness of their Lord, living for their Lord, bringing their life and their mortal body into submission by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ for the sake of the Lord, for his honor and his glory. Our Lord says, but he that is least in the kingdom of God is greater than John the Baptist. How can it be? How can it be that this is so? How can it be that our Lord would have such a blessed economy? But he does. Understand, if you're a child of God, you are not in competition with anyone, but you are running the race that the Lord has set before you according to the guidelines and the rules that he's given to you in his word. The same is for you. The same is for me. That is how our Lord has ordained it. Verse 29, and all the people that heard him and the publicans, those are the tax collectors, justified God being baptized with the baptism of John. They said, praise God. What a man. This man was indeed sent. And this one that is coming right now to preach about to us and to teach us the Word of God, this one that teaches with authority and commands the demons with authority, he has given the sanction to John the Baptist, and I was baptized by him, having believed and trusted in this one that he told about, and this is the one. And they glorified God, rejoicing in the great plan and the working of our Lord and Savior. But the Pharisees and lawyers rejected the counsel of God against themselves, being not baptized of him. Some of these came out to John. If you remember early on in our consideration of this chapter and early in the Gospels, they came out to John seeking to be baptized, and John said to them, "O generation of snakes, deadly poisonous snakes, who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Who has warned you? Who has told you to repent?" They had not been there for the message. They came to be baptized, but they didn't come for the message. They were not moved to come and submit to baptism because they believed. They just looked at, well, it's in vogue. I guess we ought to join everybody. This man John's pretty popular. We just might as well join in and do our part to be part of this. They didn't hear the message. Who has warned you to flee the wrath to come? He says, bring therefore fruits meet for repentance. Bring forth fruit that shows that you have repented. That's what John said. That's what John admonished them to do. Repent. Who's warned you to repent? He said, you need to repent. But as they did in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ, in the day of his ministry, they said, we have no sin. And the Lord says, therefore your sin remains. But for those that say, yes, I've got sin, and I need help with it, their sin is taken away. Salvation by the Lord. The Pharisees and lawyers rejected the counsel of God, the Lord sending his messenger, the Lord sending his son to be Savior. The counsel of God is that I'm doing these things for mankind so that he might be saved, so that he would have forgiveness of his sins, so he'd have everlasting life through my son. They rejected it. They said, no, we'll not have salvation that way. We'll not have it that way. They rejected the counsel of God against themselves, being not baptized of him. And this is not saying that because they were not baptized, they were not saved. What it is the whole order and operation of God in sending John to tell about Christ and Christ Jesus coming to fulfill those things that the Father had given him to do. They rejected that whole way. They said, we don't need this. Repent, I'm righteous. Follow after this roughneck fella in the wilderness? I don't need that. I've got religion. Everything's great in Jerusalem. We've got it all ordered and just fine. Everything's just going good. We don't need any of this. And so they rejected the counsel of God against themselves. How about you? You know what? You may not be thinking like the Pharisees and the lawyers were thinking. You may just be thinking that this world has got what I need and I don't need anything else. Well, as our Lord says, in that you're not laying up treasure in heaven, indeed. You're laying up treasure here in a place that moth and rust corrupts, and then one day it's all going to be burned up. The place where you live, have lived all of your life, and that you trust in and that you look to as what makes you is going to all be burned up. There's no eternity. There's no future. There's no hope in it. As our Lord Jesus Christ says, those that hear him and believe in what he says and follows after that is like one that's building their house upon the rock of Jesus. But the ones that do not are like a man that's building his house upon the sand of the earth in which he trusts. I see that our time has passed for now. May our Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Rill Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954. By email at obchurch@gmail.com or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.